T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Someone keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face?
Liar!
Let us do the dirty work for you.
Do it now!
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Dirty Work.
C-104. Dirty Work. Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
This is Lucy.
Lucy! Wow! What a cool name. You don't hear many Lucys these days.
Yeah, I was actually named after my grandma, so yeah.
Oh, cool. All right. You may be the first Lucy we've ever had on Dirty Work. We've definitely had some women who were Lucy before, but never named Lucy. Okay, so what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so let me tell you my situation, and then I guess you guys tell me what you think I should do.
Okay, shoot.
So I have a boyfriend named Chris. And last Friday night, he went out with some friends. They were having a farewell party for one of his coworkers that's going to be moving. So they all went out to the shack, right? And that was on Friday.
Okay, got it.
So the next day, I come over to hang out, and we have dinner. We watch TV, like a whole Netflix and chill. And I stay the night at his place, and I'm getting ready for bed. But I notice on one of his pillows, there's like this smudge. Like, this is mascara.
So Chris is wearing mascara to bed. That's not good.
Yeah, I wish that was the case. And I held up the pillow, and I was like, looks like someone's got a lot of mascara. And he's like, well, remember how I went out with the guys from work? Well, we had to leave right from work, so I didn't come home. I had a friend of mine who lives in the building come and feed Loki. And Loki, by the way, is his dog. But he says that her name is Casey, and that she has spare keys in case there's ever an emergency. And that she was at his place on Friday feeding his dog and asked if she could just hang out and watch TV or something and just kick it. And he said that was fine.
Okay, so this Casey girl keyed into his place, fed the dog, and watched his TV.
According to him.
Do you believe him when he told you all this? I mean, obviously not, or you wouldn't have called us, I guess.
Well, I mean, he answered right away. I mean, it's not like he had to conjure up some lie or anything. Like,
did it seem like he was making anything up?
I mean, no, not really, no.
So this could be the truth.
I mean, I'm not sure. That's the problem.
Well, you said you stayed the night after all this happened, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay, was the bed a complete mess? I mean, I know about the mascara, but I mean, like, did it look like the sheets were everywhere? Or, you know, like, basically what I'm trying to say is, did it look like somebody have sex in the bed?
No, the bed was made.
That doesn't mean anything. I still remember my single days. I always had my bed made if I thought a girl was coming over.
Well, here's what I don't understand. I mean, why didn't he just ask you to come over and watch his dog?
Well, I mean, I live like 35 minutes away, and that's if there's no traffic. But I work late. I was working until 8 o'clock that night, so.
Well, I mean, I don't like the whole she just came over to watch my dog story. I mean, if you're watching the dog, you can watch Netflix on the damn couch, you know, with the dog. Like, you don't need to be going into my man's bedroom and stretching out
right in
his bed. Like, there's just something really strange about that.
Okay, so do you want us to call Chris then? Could we pretend maybe this Casey girl already admitted something to us and see if he reacts? Like, maybe he'll go, what is she talking about? Or, oh, man, you really let out a secret.
Well, actually, I was kind of hoping you guys could, like, call her, because I do have her phone number.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I have a friend who works at the sheriff's office.
Good for you. I like the way you handle things.
I mean, and you can't mention that part, by the way. I would appreciate it.
Right. Okay. Well, if you have her number, I say we text them both and three-way this thing. I say we send Chris and Casey both a text that says, hey, it's me, Chris, or hey, it's me, Casey, I got a new phone. By the way, can I call you real quick? I want to talk about this past Saturday. Or, Friday. So, Ash, maybe you text Chris, and then, Shag, you can text Casey.
What happened to the next time we're using Nick's phone to text somebody thing. Remember? Yeah,
I forgot about that. Okay. All right, fine. I will text Casey. You text Chris. But listen, in the message, put somewhere that it's not a big deal or it'll be clear. I don't want either of them ignoring the message.
Fine.
Okay. So, Lucy, we're going to send this text, and then hopefully they both go, yeah, sure, no problem. So, and then we'll call them both at the same time so they think the other person is calling them. Last time we did this, I should tell you, it failed miserably, like really blew up in our face. Only one person answered. The other person never did. But let's try it. And if it doesn't work, we'll think of something else, okay?
Yes. I mean, that's fine with me because you guys, I would much prefer you do it. You guys are the expert at this stuff.
That's right. We are experts. So, okay, we'll call them both when we come back next. Okay, so there's the situation. So did this girl just come over, watch TV in his bed? This is kind of, you brought a good point, Ashley. If you're going to come over and feed my dog, you don't need to be in my bed to watch TV. I got a TV in the living room or whatever. I don't know what this guy's apartment looks like, unless it's a studio. Yeah. Maybe he doesn't. I don't know. But anyways, the whole part about laying in his bed, it was the suspicious part.
Yeah, like if you're watching the dog, there's no need to do that.
Maybe she did. Maybe she got in bed and watched something sad on Lifetime and her mascara ran and she got all over the pillows. Maybe he's completely innocent. Maybe. We're going to find out. What we did is Ashley texted. Now, this is the weirdest part of the story. So actually, Ashley texted Chris. I texted Casey. We both said the same message. I need to talk to you real quick about Friday. It's not a big deal. I have a question. That's what we left. I have a question. And then we said, I'm about to call you from work. Both Ashley and myself got the same response, which was the single letter K. Hey. Yeah, and they both said it the same way. So I'm like, oh, that's weird. Anyways, so now what we're about to do, Shag, your job is to put Lucy on.
Okay.
When I cue you.
No worries.
And then Ashley, you are going to be calling Chris. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I'm going to be calling Casey. Each one of them thinks the other person's calling them. If they both answer close to the same time, this will work. Last time, only one person answered, and we looked like complete morons. So that could happen again. But to pull this off, Ashley, you're going to have to come across the board, and you're going to have to come stand right next to me, and you're going to... Oh, yeah.
He doesn't know this song. You don't know Jodeci?
And you're going to have to come dial on this side.
I really want to know.
All right.
Come and talk to me.
No mask? You don't have the respect for me to wear a mask when you come near me? I don't have one either.
Can I talk to you?
Do you have your number?
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
Here.
Say I want to know.
This is your side of the board. Okay. This is my side. Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay, go. All right, here we go. And Shaggy, put Lucy on for me real quick.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing. What's up with you?
I'm good. You tell me. You having second thoughts about what happened?
Me? No, I mean, yeah. I mean, whatever. It's like you said, like, it is what it is, right?
You know, I just asked because I thought you probably was having regrets or something.
No, I mean, I'm not the one, like, in a relationship with someone.
Yeah, I mean, for now, you could say that for now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, what's up? What's the question?
What's my question?
Yeah, you said you had a question, right?
No, I didn't say you had a question. You said you had a question.
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, you know what, Chris? That was me. Oh, snap! That was me, and I had a question. So anytime one of you feels like telling the truth about everything, I would really appreciate it. How about right now? Not the bullshit answers that you have been giving me, by the way. Who
hang
is
up.
This?
Okay, just hang up.
Who did we lose? That was Casey. Okay, so Chris, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show. Nick, Shaggy, and Ashley on Z104. You're on Dirty Work Wednesday, and I think you may have figured this out at this point, but do you want to explain all of this to Lucy?
I mean, what you want me to say? I'm a jerk.
So that's it? You're a jerk?
Yeah, pretty much, man. So go f*** yourself.
What was that? I'm a jerk, pretty much. So go bleep yourself.
Well,
he may be a liar, Lucy, about a lot of things, but he wasn't lying about that part. He is a jerk. You're better off without this guy. Wow. You're a jerk.